You're listening to Vatican Radio, upholding religious freedom, combating human trafficking, and taking better care of the environment. Those were just some of the key areas of concern for the Church, highlighted by Pope Francis in his speech to the diplomatic corps on Monday. In his words to the ambassadors, gathered for the traditional New Year's greeting, the Pope called for a culture of encounter and dialogue as the basis for resolving conflicts and political tensions that continue to afflict people in countries around the world. He also reiterated the Church's focus on the family, especially the young and the elderly, as well as on the poor and the most marginalised members of society. Among those listening to and reflecting on the Holy Father's words was Australia's Ambassador to the Holy See, John McCarthy, who shared his impressions with me after the event.
First, in terms of the overall tone of the message, it's one of hope and of rededication to the fundamentals of Christian civilization, with references to the family, references to refugees, the environment, to religious freedom and peace. I talk about rededication as being rededication to peaceful solutions to almost intractable world problems such as Syria and Palestine. That's a part of what the Pope sees and puts, not in a optimistic sense, but in a sense of providing a basis on which there can be a way forward. In terms of content, it should be all seen in the context that this has been a very busy 8 weeks for the Holy Father, beginning with the apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, to which there are four references in his address today. There has been a major address on human trafficking and modern slavery. There's been a major address by the Holy Father on religious persecution. There's been his Urbi and Orbi Christmas message and his World Day of Peace message. All have substantial material. And for the benefit of the diplomatic corps, he's decided to summarise it. There is packed information from all his major addresses on these themes, all in the language that we've become familiar with the Holy Father. He talks about, again, the culture of encounter. He talks again about the throwaway culture, and he talks again about the need for reciprocal respect between religious faiths and religious civilizations.
Let's pick up on some of those issues, particularly this question of religious freedom. As you say, he speaks with concern about intolerance, persecution, without naming specific countries. But what did you make of that?
You have to see it in the wider context of what was said in the apostolic exhortation, and also that the diplomatic corps had made specific reference in their own address to him about issues to do with interfaith freedom. I see this as he reminding everyone, as he says, that there's reciprocal respect that must be shown between faith groups, and that where there has been growing trouble, it has been in the context of a weakening of religious freedom for Christians and of the expression of social prejudice against them. But it's put in a way by the Holy Father to the diplomatic corps that he looks to the strengths of various religious traditions as being able to call on their history of having lived together, particularly in Asia and the East, as providing the resources so that they can cooperate together and find peaceful coexistence and living together for the common good.
There's also a very strong condemnation of the continuing phenomenon of trafficking, isn't there?
There is. He gave a major speech on this just before Christmas, which has been reported worldwide and is generating all sorts of levels of action, both at government, NGO and private individual activity, and we'll hear more of this. There is no doubt that the Holy Father is promoting this up the world social and political agenda, but at the core of what the Pope is speaking about is a concept of human trafficking as being a form of modern slavery, of this being one of the most fundamental and tragic denials of human rights and of human development, and of a determination by Pope Francis to see that this is put down and of calling moral and material resources within the world, both Christian and the wider world, for this to come about. He describes human trafficking and modern slavery as being a crime against humanity.
Doesn't mince his words at all.
This is something on which there is no compromise by Pope Francis. He sees this as one of the extraordinary manifestations of evil in our time.
Finally, one other area which he points to is the question of respect of the environment and the need for better environmental policies. And he talks specifically about recent disasters such as the typhoon in Asia.
Well, he does that in the context of reminding everyone of what effects these can have on fragile societies, of a call for further aid in relation to those societies that have been affected. And he puts that at a level that is not far removed from what he had said about the need for humanitarian aid and access in Syria itself, a man-made disaster. But he is firm on the fact that we respect nature, that things are kept in balance in relation to the environment, and that there is a proper understanding of the earth as being our common home. He's also remarkable this time in that he uses what's become a very common quote as to drive his point home when he talks about what the effect of damaging the environment could be. Let me quote. He says, this is the Holy Father, "I recall a popular saying, God always forgives. We sometimes forgive. But when nature, creation, is mistreated, she never forgives." And that's one of the things that I think he wants us all to have in mind, that lack of forgiveness with nature is played out in its effects on human, not only on the environment, but in the effects in human society and individual men and women.
My thanks there to Australian Ambassador to the Holy See, John McCarthy.